Episode 1166, What is Your Gut Telling You?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Today is Wellness Wednesday, and I hope your week has just been filled with lots of joy and some added fun, food, and fellowship. Today we're chatting about, what is your gut telling you? Oh yeah, it's time to get down and dirty. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, there are so many decisions and options in life when it comes to your health. What is your gut telling you? You see, your gut is your body's second brain. Most of us don't think about our gut being our second brain. Yes, we understand the whole idea of intuition and thinking about that in the form of mindset and psychology, but science is now even recognizing the importance of gut health even more. What you put in your body has a huge impact on how you absorb nutrients and fight disease. Unfortunately, though, we make decisions that don't add to the goodness of our digestive tract. Yeah, what is your gut telling you? Some of those ways that we are not adding goodness, well, we're going to talk about six of them. Number one is poor diet, an obvious one. We'd like to eat more with our eyes and our nose rather than what our body needs to improve digestion so we can enhance our nutrients and increase the absorption rate of those nutrients. Instead, though, we go and say, oh, that processed food, it's so yummy. I get it. Fried food is scrumptious. I love it. I can still remember going to the country county fairs and smelling those big, well, I always call them like the elephant ears, but they're just the deep fat fried, like, you know, what are they called anyway? Well, you know what I'm talking about. With powdered sugar all over them, I'm sure you'll send me an email. It tells you how often I eat them now. But they're fried. And there's nothing nutritious about them whatsoever, but I can smell it now and I can taste it. Maybe you have one of those favorites that you just want to dive into. We eat with our eyes and our nose more than what our body really needs. Medication is another one. When we get sick, we are quick to do anything to take away the yuckiness we feel, reducing those symptoms as much as possible and hopefully speeding up our recovery. Reducing the symptoms doesn't help you recover faster. Mentally, it does because you're not feeling sluggish or you're not feeling so tired or you're not sniffling as much. So in that respect, you're feeling better. But ultimately, the disease itself is still taking a process for your body to heal it and to get rid of it. But we're really quick to just, you know, pop in the medication. And also, I want you to think about birth control pills. They have an effect on your digestive tract too. No, most people don't think of that as a medication, but it does fall underneath a medication guideline. So that's something else. Us women, we don't think about that because it's, oh, just part of our nature. You know, we're taking birth control pills, and I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying it's something we need to be aware of when it comes to our digestive tract and how things that we put in our body are affecting it. Number three, alcohol. This stuff kills off the good gut bacteria, and it also increases acidity. That's something that you don't want to have in your gut. It pushes your gut into overdrive. It has to work harder because you're killing off things that it needs. And so when it has to work harder, what does that do with your immune system? There's a depletion in it. It goes down. Chances are you can get even more sick. So think about that when you go to have a crazy night, especially if you're one of those partiers that's like, oh, I'm all in. Well, if it's once in a while, it may not be a big deal. But if it's a party every single night, could be a problem. Number four, stress. When you stress out all the time, even if it's in thoughts only, you put your body into fight or flight mode. You are stealing crucial resources away from your gut to help your body function normally. You don't think about that, do you? Because your body overall has all these other organisms, right? Not just your gut, not just your digestive system. And so when you go into a fight or flight mode and your body says, I've got to protect you, I've got to take care of you. It's got to take resources from other areas. And one of those areas that it depletes itself from is the digestive tract. The blood is cut down and it goes out to different areas of the organs to keep you alive and breathing and calm, etc. That's perfect when you need it, if you got a tiger chasing after you. But when you're living like you have a tiger chasing you every day, there's a problem. And you wonder why we have other issues in our gut. So you got to be really careful about stress. Number five, a healthy diet. Okay, this one I know came out of left field, didn't it? You're like, how can a healthy diet actually be something that's not, that works against us with our digestive tract? Well, even when you eat healthy, your gut can still be lacking in nutrients to operate efficiently. Part of this comes from the lack of nutrients in our soil now, and also the need of fermented foods. We don't eat enough fermented foods. And on top of that, when we do eat healthy and we have potatoes or carrots, things that come from the ground, beans, green beans, strawberries, all the stuff that comes from the ground, we're actually not as healthy as what we were years and years and years and years and decades ago because our soil is different now. That's why there's supplements. Well, we'll talk about that here in a few minutes. But you have to be careful. Even though you may be eating healthy, are you eating the right foods for your body and for your gut? Conversations we need to be having with our medical providers. It's not something we think about. We go for our regular checkup. Have you ever been asked, so how are your stools doing? Do they look really good? What color are they? We don't want to talk about it, right? TMI, TMI. But it's important that we know how healthy our gut is because a lot of what we need in our body to function properly starts in our gut. And finally, number six, extra clean. Cleanliness is a wonderful thing. My husband loves cleanliness. But the more you use antibacterial washes and sanitizers, it kills the bugs. And when you kill off these bugs, you're killing off the things that you need to build your immunity. And you're like, but that's why we have antibiotics. Yeah, but that goes into medications. Do you see how we just have this reciprocal, you know, tidal wave effect here that we sometimes are doing more harm than we think we're doing good? We got to really think about this. And we don't, because we're just doing what we either have been taught, what we grew up with, what we see on TV, what we've been exposed to. And so ultimately here, I can't tell you exactly every single step that you need to do specific to your body, because your body is different from my body. It's different from my child's body. Your body is different from your husband's body. And so you have to look at yourself uniquely. It's important to have these conversations with your medical provider, with your mom, with your grandmother. You know, I look down in my past. My mother has had gut issues. I've had gut issues. My grandmother had gut issues. And from what I know about my great-grandmother, she had gut issues. And that's just on one side of the family. So it's probably pretty obvious that I too would have gut issues, which I do. And I have to be very careful about what I eat, how I eat it. Does that mean I should stay away from certain things? Oh, yes. Do I always? Oh, no. You know, I want to eat and live and love. It's awesome. I love food. But I also have to be reasonable when it comes to my health. And overall health, overall wellness means looking at your gut. So don't think of it as TMI. We got to get, well, dirty just a little bit. All right. So if you really want to get healthy, start feeding your gut with love. And that is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Feed your gut with love. That love is made with thoughtful and yummy decisions. And I really want you to think about it that way. Because when we tell ourselves, no, we can't have something, or we make a decision opposite of what we really want, we kind of think we're putting ourselves in jail. And I don't want you to think that way. I don't want you to think that this is either one side or the other side. It's what is best for me right now. Does that mean you have to live like that 24/7, 365? No. Maybe 24/7, 350. Whatever works for you. But that's why it's important to have these conversations, to think about it. Maybe you've been struggling over the last few months or even a year, and you're like, gosh, I just haven't recalled being sick so often. My tummy, you know, makes noises, it gurgles. You know, my husband, he does not like it. When I eat something I'm not supposed to, whether it's drinking it, eating it, whether it's doing something physically, My stomach is the first thing to tell you, and I will have coyotes go off, and they just howl, and it does. It truly sounds like a coyote. If you haven't heard one, just Google coyote and listen to them. That's what my stomach sounds like. And it's not like you have to put your ear up to hear it. Oh, no, you can hear it in the other room when it's quiet. And my husband's like, really, your coyotes are going off? What did you do this time? Our gut talks to us. What is your gut telling you? Maybe it's telling you you need to feed it differently. Maybe it's telling you you need to live a little differently. You need to lessen your stress. Well, let's talk about the love that you can feed your gut. Number one, you need to eat probiotic-rich foods to increase your overall health. This is good for all of us, no matter where we are on the spectrum. Yogurt. Yogurt can be thrown into anything. Anything. Okay, you can put yogurt in a shake. You can put yogurt in a dressing. You can make it a marinade. So you can add yogurt into almost anything and everything. A lot of people think of yogurt and you want to add in, you know, have it at breakfast and you add in some nuts and berries. That's great. However, I want to caution you. When you're buying yogurt, be sure you're buying it without the added sugar. Look at the sugar count. And ultimately, if you buy the Greek yogurt, you're going to be doing better. You want the whole yogurt, not the kind of extra made up stuff that they add in all this extra stuff to sort of make it taste good, because yogurt, you're just like, oh, gag me. And for some people, it's not a good thing. But most people can find a way to eat yogurt and actually have kind of a good balance in what they need to. It's the easiest thing to add into your diet. Another one that's really easy is sauerkraut. If you like sauerkraut, summer's coming up, or spring is sprung. Woohoo, celebrate, right? You're going to have cookouts and all that. Maybe you're a fan of sauerkraut. Well, then think of ways that you can add sauerkraut then into your diet besides just cooking out, okay? It's little things. And if you don't know what sauerkraut is, it's fermented cabbage, okay? Another one is kefir. It's kind of like yogurt, but it's thinner. Some people, I think it's a love-hate relationship. Either you like it or you don't. So if you don't really like yogurt, you could try kefir and see if you can get by, you know, with that, since it's not so heavy. It's not really as creamy. It doesn't like sit on the palate as much on the tongue. So you may want to try kefir, and it's spelled K-E-F-I-R. And all of these will be in the show notes. So you can just click on the information within your podcast app and it'll show you right there, or you can go to createyournow.com to see the whole listing there. Kimchi is another great one. And kombucha, that's a great one too. Now, kombucha is a fermented tea beverage. It contains, though, listen up, alcohol and caffeine. So be sure that you read it, because it can be something that can throw you off. You're like, oh, I didn't realize I was drinking alcohol. It's not a lot of alcohol, but if you're drinking a lot of it thinking you're doing your body really, really good, well, that might become a problem. Or if you're sensitive and your system really can't handle alcohol, it's important to know what you're drinking. So be aware of that. And then another one is miso. It's a salty soybean paste, normally used in Asian cooking. You can buy this and you can add it into meats, into soups. A lot of you have probably heard of it as miso soup. That's a great way to do it. But those are just some options there to add in probiotic-rich foods. Now, if you're like, well, okay, I'll try that. But what are some other ways I can help my gut that doesn't involve my palate? Well, meditate, rest. Think of it as a praise and worship time, a devotional time. Make time to be still. Doesn't that feel good? Just have silence for a moment. It feels awesome, doesn't it? Be still. Doesn't mean you have to do some ritual or anything. It's just listening to even your body breathe. Hearing nothing, listening maybe to the fan overhead, sitting outside and the birds chirping. Meditate, rest, be still. Number three, clean with soap and water. You can even steam clean. Stop using as many extra antibacterial stuff that you can. Go back to old-fashioned soap and water. If our ancestors used it, we can use it too. And think about how your body is. Now, again, you want to be talking to your medical provider. Maybe there's been someone in your family that has had something and they need that antibacterial. That's a different story. But most of us do not need that extra antibacterial coverage, so to speak, that insurance. We don't need that. In fact, we need the bugs. You need to get out and play with dirt. Go garden a little bit, okay? Get dirty and just clean up with soap and water and steam clean every once in a while. That's awesome. Number four, breathe. Breathe to reduce stress throughout the day. You don't have to meditate. It's literally sitting at your desk. If you're in the corporate world, sit at your desk and just think of something. If you have to Google a beach scene on your computer, let the beach scene sit there and look at it. Focus on one part. So maybe it's a wave as it comes up if it's a moving picture. Or if it's not a moving picture and it's still, look at the sun and the way it's shaped and stare right at it. Be still and just take in four or five deep breaths. If you don't have time for four or five, take two. I'm serious. It will change your moments. And every single time you do it, if you do it every couple hours, it's going to change your day. Something as simple as breathing, feeling your breath as you breathe. Now, this is not full meditation here. Understand this. Meditation is a longer period of time when I say meditate, okay? When I say breathe, it's simply to, in a quick moment, you're taking a step back and you're going, okay, I'm gaining control of where I am in my day. I can feel my body tensing up. This isn't going to help me. So I need to relax my shoulders. I need to sit tall or stand tall. Or if it's better and you can, go against a wall and feel your body. Go flat with you. You've got your heels to the back, tuck under on the hips. Get your shoulders against, stand tall, head. Stretch out throughout your neck. I'm actually doing this as I'm recording. You know, think as if you have a string pulling up from your head. And then I just want you to close your eyes and breathe. And exhale. That feels so good. Just breathe. And this is what you can do throughout your entire day. I promise you, it will change your day. And finally, number five, supplements. I told you we're going to talk about them just briefly. This can literally be a 2 to 4 hour class. And I have had some requests for that, so I'm considering that. We can get on and do a webinar or something fun where you all can ask some questions as to what's good, what's bad, how do I figure this out, what do I need to look at. But overall, your supplements. Look at your pre and your probiotics, digestive enzymes. Those are great supplements to add in. A lot of those come in, yes, a little capsule. But again, where you're getting this from, you need to know about the company. You need to know where it's being manufactured. Is it overseas? Because, listen carefully, the FDA does not regulate supplements. And so there is no regulation as to what you are taking in. So when a company says it will do this, now technically it cannot make any medical claims. It cannot do that. It can say, oh, it will, you know, it can't say that it's going to reduce stress completely, or they can say it will relax, it can relax you. You'll feel more relaxed. There's a difference. They cannot make medical claims. So be very diligent when you're looking at supplements. That's a fair warning. Do I personally use supplements? Yes, I do. But I know about the supplements that I use and where they come from. I know the background of the company, and I know where they're manufactured, and I stay on top of that. If I ever have any hesitation, I do more research. And you don't have to get one supplement from one. You can, you know, combine them. But again, you need to be talking with your medical provider, your physician. You want to make sure you know when you're taking another medication that it's not going to interfere with your supplements and vice versa. Contraindications happen, and you have to be aware of that. And sometimes you don't know, because in these supplements, there's herbs that are used. And some of that is actually not good when it's connected with a medication and an ingredient within a medication. So you need to have open discussions with your medical provider, your physician. It is essential, okay? I'm not going to sit here and tell you you can take this with this. No, that's not what I'm here to tell you. You need to have this serious conversation with your medical provider, because your health depends on it. So you can take supplements. Supplements do work. I already answered your question that I take supplements, but I also know where they come from, how they interact with what I take and what I eat, and how it takes care and what does it do with my body. Does it work with my body? You can sometimes spend money and it's not doing anything for your body. So it's important to understand and listen to your body. What is your gut telling you? You got to feed your gut with love, yummy, thoughtful decisions. Don't make assumptions. Research it out. It's your body. You get one body. God said, this is my temple. I reside in it. I want you to take care of it. Health isn't black and white. It's mind, body, and spirit, the Trinity lifestyle. Maybe you want some help with this. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call. If you want to talk specifics about anything, your gut, TMI, I know. I've actually asked many, many hundreds of people. So tell me about your poo. What does it look like? And I'm sorry if you're having breakfast right now, but it's an important conversation to have. And so if you're sitting there going, I've got to figure out what may be right, maybe what area I should go down. Should I look at supplements or should I be eating something else? Or do you think I should go and talk and make an appointment with this person? There are people who are completely, their whole thing is to do nothing but work with your gut. Some people need to go out there and actually have those conversations. If you've got coyotes going off all the time, which I know I do when I don't eat the right things and when I do the wrong things with my body, you better start listening because you get one body. Click on that link, take aim, and that will begin our conversation. What is your gut telling you? What is it telling you right now? How are you feeling? Are you feeling extra bloated? Are you feeling just kind of, you're carrying more stuff than you really want to? And I'm not talking about weight. I'm talking about stuff inside, when you feel just extra heavy and you're just like, ooh, I don't know. You kind of just want to lay around. You don't want to do much of anything. Think about what is your gut telling you. It's time to feed your gut with love. And remember, health isn't black or white. It's mind, body, and spirit. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.